Hello?
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 Yes? Hi ma'am, this is David. And I'm calling you from the security team of the Visa and MasterCard, okay?
All right, yes.
And the reason for we are ringing you up, ma'am, just for a short security reason, like this morning, did you allow any online gift card to United States? Have you purchased, ordered a gift card online and you are sending them to U.S., United States?
No.
Because, ma'am, we
believe there was... I don't do anything online.
All right. And you received messages on your phone, ma'am? Like if you make any transaction or any payment, you got message or email on your mobile phone as well, right?
I can get messages on my mobile phone, but
like if you use your card, if you have paid to someone, you receive messages from the bank itself on your mobile, ma'am? If your mobile number is up to date with your account?
I have no idea. I don't think so, because I don't do it that way. I don't do internet banking.
No, I'm not talking about internet banking, ma'am. If you don't do internet banking, but your mobile number should be registered with your account. That's what I'm asking you.
I have no idea. Because
there are some people like that. Okay. But ma'am, what I'm talking about is, if you don't do anything online, but still your mobile number should be linked with your account, right? Whenever, like, you pay or you have...
Why should it be linked with my account?
Because, ma'am, your mobile number is should be registered whenever you go to open up a new account.
But you're ringing me on a landline.
Okay, that's what I'm asking you, ma'am. If your mobile number is linked up with your account, if your mobile phone number, that's why I'm asking you.
I have no idea and I shouldn't imagine so.
Okay, because ma'am, there was some transaction attempted behind you, and that's the reason your mobile phone is not up-to-date with your account. You haven't received any messages about those payments, ma'am. Because there are some people who try to order some gift card online over the internet, and all the gift cards have been tried to redeem in the United States of America. So
well,
you are not aware about this.
I haven't done anything like that at all.
Okay. And you do use a computer or a mobile phone?
I've got a mobile phone, but I don't use a computer.
Okay. And ma'am, on your mobile phone, have you tried to order something recently, ma'am? Have you dealt with any website?
No, I don't deal with any websites. I don't... I can't be bothered. They're so stupid.
Okay, I do understand, ma'am. Because somebody has tried to cheat you up, ma'am, and illegally they are misusing your information to withdraw all this gift card, and all the gift card are been tried to moving from an overseas country.
So which bank are you with?
Ma'am, we are calling you from the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security Center of the Visa MasterCard, and we are associated with the major bank of the Australia, ma'am. Like, we look after the fraudulent activities of the Commonwealth, Westpac, ANZ, NAB, all right, the major bank of the Australia, okay?
Yes.
And ma'am, did you visit for a shopping or a grocery, like, recently, and you do share out your card details, your account numbers to someone?
I've been going to ring the bank because I've been concerned.
Yep.
Because I hope you're genuine. Are you genuine? Or are you
definitely, ma'am. I don't want you to tell me any of your information away,
I'm just letting you know this because I was going to ring the bank and ask them to look on my statement to find out because my washing machine broke down. And I rang the service people, and they would only come out and book a time to come out when I gave them my credit card details.
Okay, ma'am.
And I've been So I gave them the credit card number. They've been out, but I never received a statement from them. and I was going to ring up and find out.
That's the reason, ma'am. All right. Okay, I will help you to find out each and everything, ma'am.
Sorry?
Okay. And have you, all right, have you like ring them from your landline or like was it on your mobile phone, ma'am?
I don't know.
Have you ring them from your landline or you have received from the landline?
I have to look up. Oh, I've got so much all this rubbish here.
Okay, you do one thing. I will help you to cancel up those transactions. Do not worry, okay? And make sure you are not going to verify.
I certainly tell you this much. I certainly have not ordered any gift cards. I certainly have not ordered anything to go to the States or anything like
all
that.
All right, ma'am. Don't worry, ma'am. We will be... All right. Over the recorded line, ma'am, we will help you to cancel up those things and we will help you to check exactly what is happening behind you. And make sure you are not going to share any information over here.
I don't share any information. Ma'am. But I don't understand.
All right. That's what I'm suggesting you, ma'am. I will explain you, ma'am. What is happening is somebody has tried to access your information and they have got access to your internet network and they have tried to shift it the IP address country of your location, ma'am. And that's the reason you are not aware of
those. I haven't had any information regarding that at all. On my computer.
That's the reason, ma'am. All right. On your mobile phone, you do use a Google? You have a Google on your phone?
No, I don't use Google.
You use a Safari or a Google, any of internet browser on your phone?
No.
It's like you got a smartphone, ma'am? Like an Android on an Apple phone?
But it's an Apple, but the problem is the user's not very smart.
Okay, I do understand.
I went down to Optus today because I pressed something and I couldn't get out of it and I had to go and ask them how to do it.
All right, I will help you right now, ma'am. Don't worry about anything. Okay.
Well, you want me to go into my phone now?
Yeah, is it with you right now?
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, you are not doing anything, ma'am. You are just checking the location. I will help you how you can find out the location. And I don't want you to tell it to me. You will be just your internet network location, your IP address. We believe it has been shifted in a different country, ma'am. So I just want you to have a look with your own eyes so you believe that, ma'am. All right?
I am with Optus. So something
I
like
know,
that
ma'am, you
happened.
Are with the... Yeah, that's what, ma'am, because those... People, whoever are getting involved in this, they are too much smart of ma'am. They have tried to access your IP address, and that's the reason they have tried to block the notification service, and you are not getting any email or any transaction SMS, ma'am. All right?
I get emails.
But, ma'am, have you get email about the payment, about those transactions?
No. Well.
That's... Because those people are not allowing you to receive that. They have shipped your IP address. Currently, you are in Australia, but the location of your network is showing in America. How it could be possible, ma'am? So I am just helping you to check that, whether it is still in Australia or it is in a different country. And you will be having a look with your own eyes, ma'am, all right?
How do I know?
How
do I know that you're not setting me up so that
you can... But, ma'am, you are just having a... Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am. You are not telling me anything or you are not doing anything, ma'am. You will be just having a look with your own eyes, so you believe on that, ma'am, on your phone. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, so what do I go into?
Just for your safety and security.
So what do I go
into? You have a Safari browser, a blue color. You need to open up the Safari. Can you see the Safari browser, a blue circle on the bottom of your phone? Like a circle. Like a clock logo? Tap on that. It's called Safari browser. And once you open the Safari, you can find a Google over there. Google. Can you see Google?
A thing has come up from Reader's Digest.
Beg your pardon, ma'am?
A thing has come, when I press that, the thing has come up from Reader's Digest.
Okay, can you see somewhere there is a magnifying glass? It says search.
There is a what?
Can you find any magnifying glass over there?
Yes, I can see a magnifying glass at the top, yes.
Yeah. All right. Press on that magnifying glass and type over there Google, ma'am. Google.
No, I don't want to do any
Google.
I don't want to do any of that.
Ma'am, Google is an internet browser, ma'am. Google is an internet browser. You are not doing anything. It's just the internet browser, Google. You don't hear about Google?
But I've never... Yeah, I've heard about it. I don't use it.
So you are just on the Google. On the Google, you are just checking your IP address location. Search for that and you will be getting the results. And I don't want you to tell me anything, ma'am. Once you look back...
Yeah, but if I open up my phone, you might be able to hack into it. I don't know enough.
No. Ma'am, it's not possible, ma'am. Someone, while you are talking to me, I don't have your mobile number. I have already called you up on your landline, right? So don't worry about anything, ma'am, okay? First, check the IP address, ma'am, then you can hang up on me. I don't want you to continue if you don't have a trust, ma'am. But first, look up for your IP address. That's what I want you to do. Look with your own eyes, ma'am.
Okay.
You can also, type there my IP country.
I press on the little magnifying glass.
The magnifying glass.
Yeah.
And type over there first Google. Once you type Google, ma'am, a Google page will be open up. So once you click on the Google, then you type in there my 1P address country
but
location.
There's no. Oh, yes, there is.
Can you see google.com? A Google page will be open up. Search. Type Google. G-O-O-G-L-E. Google.
I've done that.
And you are in Optus network, right, ma'am? You are with the Optus.
Yeah.
Provider. Right? Okay. Did you find the Google, ma'am?
Yeah. It's just got Google. Okay, now click on the Google. I think there's nothing happening.
Click on that.
You're fading out.
Did you click on Google? Have you pressed on Google, ma'am?
I did the Google. I put in Google, but nothing happened.
Yes.
And then what's supposed to happen? Nothing happens. And you fading in and out. I can't hear anything you're saying at the moment. Hello?